and believe Father Hayes brought what I asked him to. Do you mind bringing it up, please? Is it the prayer to the Holy Spirit? Can I have it? Thank you. I ask Father Hayes for the brightest judgments I ever taught, they knew each other from long before his ordination. Will you please, I asked him, before this meditation is over, read out the prayer to the Holy Spirit. Because I want to have you recite this during the retreat and memorize it. I'm not about making resolutions for the retreatants. My first resolution, to recite the prayer of the Holy Spirit every day, at least to the end of this year. We go on. Christ promised the day of his ascension he would send power, and in the language of the church, the supernatural power is the Holy Spirit, the power to enable us to do the humanly impossible. My favorite definition of divine grace. Divine grace is what the Holy Spirit gives us to enable us to do the humanly impossible. To live an authentic, honest-to-God Catholic life in today's world is humanly impossible. Do you hear me? How we need this power, otherwise known as divine grace. But two recommendations. We're just starting the retreat. Two recommendations. Whatever else you do during these less than two, less than two full days, right? Decide with the minds and resolve with the will to pray. Pray more fervently than you've ever done in your lives so far. Why? Because the principal means to obtain the grace of God is prayer. For the hours, dear Lord, the hours we waste, the hours we squander, and do you name it what? Reading the newspapers, watching television, engaged in conversation. Pray to obtain the grace from the Holy Spirit. And then, and there's the hard part. God provided, we have asked Him to provide us with the strength we need, otherwise known as His grace. But here it is. We are Roman Catholics. We are not Protestants. As I've said so many times to some of you, over the years, I've taught in 6 Protestant seminaries. Never once given a single lecture on Protestantism. They could care less. Always teaching them about the Catholic faith. Including 7 years on the faculty of the Lutheran School of Theology here in Chicago. And I told them, you poor Protestants. My superiors are being paid good money for my teaching these Protestants Catholicism. You poor Protestants. You don't believe in a free will. There's no Protestant in the world who understands Protestantism, who is sane and sober, who believes in a free will. Do you hear me? And this is where you and I come in. We believe in a free will. God gives us the grace, but we've got a free will to do what? To cooperate with His grace. And a perfect synonym for cooperating with the grace of God is saying yes. Saying yes to God. And as we know by now, God can make demands on our wills. Everything else in our human nature. You, Lord, please, do you have to? He'll say, yes, my dear. Are you sure, Lord? Yes. In other words, there are 2 main purposes for making the retreat. To resolve to pray as we have never prayed before. And to resolve to cooperate with the grace that God gives us. In other words, His grace is an invitation to our wills. And what a difference between receiving God's grace and cooperating with that grace, especially when God's grace can make a wine all very common, very heavy demands on our free will. We go on. We are living on the eve of what the Holy Father sincerely hopes will be the greatest century in Christian history, the 21st century. Well, the reason we're already given, their sin has abounded, their grace will even more abound. And I repeat, we are Roman Catholics. You're not Protestants. Protestants also believe in grace. And I told so many of them in writing books on Protestantism over the years. I've never tired telling Protestants, wake up. Sure, God gives grace. But don't you dare say that God gives grace to those whom He has intended to save, and not gives grace to those who will be lost. That is a demonic lie. God gives grace to everyone. And the word is everyone. And the key, my friends, the key is to recognize the grace in your life. Let me be as honest as I can with you. There are two kinds of graces. There are pleasant graces we enjoy. And there are painful graces that God wants us to endure. Father, please stop. No. I'll go on. And there is one mistake that human beings can make. It is to think that all the graces that God gives us are sweet. Oh, and then we sing, hallelujah, praise be to God. Oh, how I love you, dear Lord. No, of course, God does give us pleasant, enjoyable graces. But hear it. I made sure I am saying this in our first meditation of the retreat. God also sends us, what a safe statement, He sends us painful graces. When you go back home, please, don't tell your husbands. You might never realize. You are one of the most painful graces in my life.